Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is just after 7 o'clock, and it's time to start another exciting edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host. Thank you for dialing in. Thank you for tuning in, Skyping in, whatever method you use to join the call. We've got a wonderful seasoned wellness consultant with us, Christine Holland, and we're going to jump to her in just a couple seconds, but I want to quickly remind everybody that at the end of the call, after we say goodbye and farewell and to Christine, I've got several announcements, as I usually do, and I'll open up the line for, 20, 30 minutes to the top of the hour. If you've got questions, then we hopefully have answers, and if not, we'll direct you to where you can find them. So that's always a part, so if you've not stayed on for that, and if you've got the time in your schedule, then we'd love to have you just join us. So, but that's at the end of the call. And so on that note, Christine.
Yes, Vance.
There we go. See, you guys have to understand, when I usually dial the guests, when they're on the West Coast, they're not quite as perky when their phone rings just prior to 7 o'clock. They're never as perky as I am. And here's the little secret, Christine, that we were discussing this earlier, that my regular routine and regimen in the morning to utilize Niken's nutritional products to really jumpstart your day, and I've talked to several people who are way smarter than I am, nutritional microscopists, people like Roger Drummer, Dave Balzer, people that are in the medical field, that all agree that the fastest way to get any nutrients into your body, whatever time of day it is, like example, if you're having a heart attack, you're having chest pains, you take a baby aspirin or you take an aspirin and you chew it up to get it into the body, because it bypasses the digestive glands and absorbs right through the saliva ducts into the bloodstream. So, Christine, here's your regimen from here on out.
All right.
Because I know you're not quite as well. Your hamster up there on that treadmill in your brain isn't running as fast as it is in mine right now. That's why I'm getting a little tongue tied. But a immunity capsule, okay, the immune formula from Niken. You pop one of those open and you dump it under your tongue. You get creative on how to do that. Tip your head back, pop it open, dump it under your tongue. Now follow that by a half a teaspoon of the J Greenzyme, Niken's premium whole food barley product. Okay? Now that's what I usually do. Well, this morning I tweaked it a little bit and I added to that a quarter teaspoon of real salt. Now, we all know the real salt is something that you can't get from Niken, but you can get it in any decent high-end nutrition store. Here on in the Northwest, Fred Meyer Nutrition Center has it. Whole Foods has it. I've been told that all the main stores all around the nation in North America have it. Real salt, not Himalayan salt, not sea salt, but real salt. You put that quarter teaspoon of real salt in there, and at first nothing happens. But the first sip of water you take, oh good glory, good gracious. Slapped you upside the face, down the one, the other, whatever. You are dialed in and you are running. And I'll tell you, that's better than any other shot of coffee. Cuban, Ethiopian, Starbucks, you name it, that'll get you going. And we will cover that in a future call on why you need to be doing that. Just take my word for it. Since I've added the last year, I think it's been the real salt to our routine, the effects of the Niken solutions in our family's life have been accelerated to a level that is second to none. So there's your good morning recipe or routine or regimen. And if you need me to go over that again, just listen to the recording. An immunity capsule, half a teaspoon of J Greenzymes and a quarter teaspoon of real salt. Dump it all under your tongue and just let it set there and simmer. And it absorbs into the body, into the bloodstream, through the saliva ducts, so much faster than if you just chugged it all down or swallowed it. And if you say it tastes nasty or you can't handle the flavor of it, well, get over it, because your body will appreciate it and you'll get used to it in a few days. So, Christine, not that you've had time to go do that, because you'd be gagging right now if you did, and we'd all hear that.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a good plan.
No, that's definitely not a good plan. Christine, as people have read from your bio, you're an Air Force family through and through, both you and your husband, Troy. Troy,
right.
Correct? Okay.
Correct.
And What led you into that field? Was that a childhood, you know, desire as a little girl that I wanna go in the Air Force? You know, I wanna serve my country. What brought that on?
You know, that's an interesting question. It's a good thought, but it's kind of I liken it to somebody who goes into ministry. I guess
okay.
you can't really, in my case, I guess I don't remember the exact moment. It wasn't when I was a little girl. It was more I could think of a high school kind of thing, and it just felt like the right thing to do. It was what I was supposed to do. So I actually was originally considering going to the Air Force Academy, but I decided that was a little too structured for me. Anybody who knows me,
because
the place might not survive me.
And you and I both know that you'd have to be getting up really early if you went to the Air Force.
Oh, goodness gracious! Yeah, that was another problem. But so I decided to I applied for a ROTC scholarship, and I got a full 4-year scholarship, and I went to the University of Miami on that, and the rest is history. I was going to just do my 4 years and pay back my scholarship, but it gets into your blood and in your system, and next thing I knew, it was 20 years and time to retire, so.
Okay, and it was in the engineering field, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, and I was, go ahead.
No, you.
I was an electrical engineer, and I was stationed at McClellan when I started, and I was a systems program man. I did a lot of different things. It's the ADD, I guess. So I did systems program managing on an F-111A10. I did some flight tests. When I moved, I taught other officers at a Maxwell Air Force Base, a program called Squadron Officer School. So it's one of the military trainings you have to do to advance in rank, kind of like arguments being more.
Okay.
Type of an idea. I did that for a few years, and then when we came out here and had our first child, I didn't want to be full-time and traveling all the time, so I became a reserve officer at McCord, and I did that for about 7 years, and then I guess somewhere in there we were in Germany, but I went back to, I decided to go back into protocol, which I had done for a little while while we were in Germany, and I ended up commuting from here to the Pentagon for a couple of years, working for the Chief of Staff and Secretary of the Air Force, doing what's called protocol, which is kind of like event planning, working with they do something, every 3 times a year they have an event they called the Corona, where all of the lead Air Force people, all the four-star generals, Secretary of the Air Force, the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, they hosted Michael Dell, they hosted Ross Perot, we've hosted all kinds of, you know, big names that people know, and they get together and do all the strategic planning for the Air Force, and I was part of a small team that puts that together and makes sure it runs right, and the very last thing I did, my swan song, was dedicating the Air Force Memorial when they finally erected that and dedicated it to the Air Force there at Arlington, and after that, it was time to go. I'd done it all, and that was a huge major Air Force event, and I thought it was time to move on and have more time to do NECAN full time.
Well, I know that on behalf, because those of us who are listening right now, either live or to the recorded version, I know something wells up in my heart that anytime I have the opportunity to hear what somebody's contributed to this country. Now, of course, you were paid for it, but as a civil servant or as somebody who's serving in the armed forces, it's one of those opportunities that whenever I get the opportunity to always up front say thank you. Because I know, and it was a job to you, but at the same time, it was a decision you made at some point saying, you know, I want to do this. And when you serve in that area, you're serving for the aspect and the concept of freedom for the rest of us. And it's more than just, you know, be all you can be. And I know that's the Army slogan and not the Air Force. But it really is. And it's fascinating to me that you made that decision and then that segued right in. And I believe it was, if my memory is correct here, that was it your mom that bridged the gap as far as introduced you to NECAN?
No, it's kind of funny, actually. A good dear friend of mine who lives in Spokane now, who's probably going to become a wellness consultant again in January, When I was teaching SOS, I had always had really bad headache problems since the time I was a small child. And when I was teaching SOS, I played volleyball for high school, college, Air Force, and always have been pretty athletic, loved sports. So
and what position in volleyball are you playing?
I was usually an outside hitter. Back in my day, I was considered tall, so I sometimes played middle hitter. But now I'm a midget compared to the girls that play now. But I'm mostly outside hitter.
Okay.
And defender. So hard, pretty hard on your body. And started to have significant problems with my knee. I have scoliosis. If anyone ever read the book Dini back in the day, I wore one of those very first, very ugly back braces that came up all the way up under my chin. I had a bar that came down the center of the front of my body and two down the back, and I had to wear this bucket on my hips. It was ugly and uncomfortable and terrible, and not really great for high school. Just for those of you who are wondering, it's not a great social thing to have that on junior high and high school. But it was, supposedly going to make my back better, and I'm sure it did some help. But at some point, I stopped wearing it, and over the years, I started to have back trouble, and I was teaching at SOS, and during the beauty of that job was we had a lot of time to, part of it was physical fitness. So I was out for a run with my girlfriend, and I had said, I gotta stop, my back is killing me. And she whipped out the nastiest looking flex I've ever seen in my whole life. It was disgusting. It was, cause she had been running too, so it was sweaty and duct tape. Not like our new beautiful one that won't crack. It was that old one, and it was before it had that far infrared on it. And it was just, I think in those days it was gold.
Yeah, gold. With the white backing, and I don't think the word nasty would even begin to describe some of
the. Well, the gold was all peeling off, and the white was no longer white. It was some nasty shade of gray, but she said, here, stick this in your pants. And I was like, okay, only a good friend can really do that. But I did put it on my back and had some relief almost immediately. So Paula said, hey, tell me, what is this? Oh, it's a magnet. And she never told me anything else about knee pain. Or she might have tried and I didn't listen. I honestly don't. But she didn't try really hard. But she was doing this back in the day. Gosh, I kicked myself. I was before I had Drew. So it was before my dad passed away. It was 1994. So back when it was just really new here.
So we're talking 18 years ago.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know how long, it was not really very long after it hit North America, but I didn't know, I didn't hear about the company. I bought a magnet and started using it. Didn't know anything else. Might have been way different if I had actually gone to a preview or had somebody like you sit down with me and really explain what it was about and what the possibilities were, but because I didn't have kids yet, I had some time on my hands, because my husband was a pilot, so he was gone a lot. It was a different structure, but that's not what was meant for me, so I got a magnet and used it for a few years and started to notice that it was better on my head, moved from Montgomery, ended up out here, and started looking for somebody with the magnets.
Okay, so you were literally introduced to Niken. I'm doing the math in my head 2 years after I was introduced, but the business opportunity or the full picture, the full vision of Niken of what it is as a humans being more company, the five pillars health, none of that. This was just a solution to help your back?
Yeah, I never saw nothing. I mean, not a catalog, she did mention, because my dad had cancer at the time, but she didn't have the posture, she didn't have this, she kind of said, oh, they have some other stuff, some beds and things, but they're pretty expensive that could help. My dad was dying, had cancer and was dying, and it probably wouldn't have saved him, but his quality of life at the end was,
sure,
would have been probably greatly improved, because he was obviously very uncomfortable, he was bedridden and had all kinds of things, but I don't know what, honestly, I've never to what level, but some of the people on the call may have met her, because she just went with me to the Eagle Expo in Spokane, the same gal who originally, she's in Spokane, she's a physical therapist, and she's always, ever since then, when I got it, finally came out here, found it for real, through Phil and Lisa Bartlow, and my mom and I got in, she started buying products for me and for other people.
Okay, so and I missed that aspect of Fast forward, what year was it when you and your mom joined, actually were reintroduced to for a second time?
Yeah, so I started looking for for magnets, and even in the Yellow Pages back in the day, because that was, you know, we weren't Googling things then. It was 1990, let's see, Sean was born in 98, so it was late 97, I think it was October of 97 about. But before that, we were looking around to get some stuff, and I actually ordered magnets, which were a knockoff from somebody. It did not have, obviously, the same effect. And I was using the Flex for my headaches, and was having I had gotten to the point with my headaches where my husband would be gone on a 2 week, we call it like a Kadena floater. He was activated because of, you know, Desert Storm, Desert Shield. I had one little guy that was 2 years old. I was pregnant with another one. My headaches had gotten to a point where I was taking all kinds of prescription meds and having to go to Madigan to the ER. It was pretty bad. And I was looking for a different solution because I knew it, you know, at 30 years old, I certainly did not want to be taking the kind of medications I was taking at the amounts I was. And the other thing was it would knock me out. So I lived here. My mom didn't live here yet. I'd be with a, you know, a 2-year-old and an infant and take these medications that would knock me out. And I didn't really know anybody here. So I always had the vision of, you see that thing on the news, you know, they come in the house and find the parent dead and the baby's pried open the jar of peanut butter. I mean, I had these horrible visions of that. And
but what do you do as not, you weren't a single mom, but you're single in the sense, but what does one do if you don't know any different? And I met a gal yesterday, 34 years young, who in the last 2 years has had 8 surgeries. And
yeah.
I just stood there, and it was all I could do to not just literally come out of my shell, because I'm standing there going, I have a solution for her. And so I'm going back today to follow up and give her some information and say, look, you know, we talked about this yesterday, but I don't think I really, because you got distracted because she's a receptionist, you know, where I was at. But what do you do, Christine, when that's all you know how to do?
Well, that's the thing. I think people have to have a wake-up call. I think it's a little bit easier now than it was back, you know, in the early 90s or mid-90s. But people are realizing that drugs and surgery aren't the answer because, you know, most of the time the one drug leads to another drug, leads to another, and one surgery to another. And that's kind of where I was at. I kind of saw the writing on the wall that if I kept on that path, I probably was never going to really do what I wanted to do, which was get rid of the headaches. And I was just going to cause other problems. Because like I said, I remember physically, and this sounds really dramatic, but I remember doing this, is being, my husband's gone, taking, at the time I think I was taking Imitrex orally, taking an oral Imitrex, but part of my unfortunate headache thing was serious bad nausea. So I threw up, and then I'm looking in the toilet and reading the little, undoing that paper that has the minuscule writing, trying to figure out if I should take another one or if it's going to put me into cardiac arrest because of the way Imitrex works. My head still is, you know, going to feel like it's going to explode. But I've got a 2-year-old baby here. So, you know, if I put myself into a situation where I need 911, there's nobody in the 911.
Yeah, I mean, some 2-year-olds.
It sounds crazy, but.
Yeah, some 2-year-olds are smart, but I don't think they're quite able to dial 911.
So I was very open to something else. And I didn't know what that something else was, but I was using, I still had that Flex that I bought. And I used to use it on my head to help, and it did, I did notice that it helped, and I figured a company that made this thing that was more suited for my back probably had something for my head. So I wanted to find something else. And actually, it's funny, we kind of looked around, and the Nikon people were not as prevalent as they are now, and I wasn't exactly sure really what I was looking for, because it's not like I'd really been introduced to that side before. It was just kind of like, oh. Anyway, we went to the Puyallup Home Show, and there's this big booth, and it had a sign over the top that said, these are the magnets you're looking for. And I said, those are the magnets you're looking for. And I went up to Phil and Lisa Bartlett and said, I have this, I think I probably was wearing the Flex, I'm sure I was. I said, I have this magnet, I want more. I understand business because my grandmother-in-law, which was probably another reason I was open to this, is she has been a nature, she's 94, God bless her, still kicking. And she is one of the original Nature of Sunshine, which is another very reputable network marketing company, but they only do nutrition.
Yeah,
and
primary, they have some really, really high-tech nutritional products.
Right.
High-tech.
So I had used when I got married to Troy, his family, since she's done that, is they call her the witch doctor. She's always done it, and she did kinesiology testing with me, which is what we do with the magnets. Most people, I don't think, realize that's what it's called. And when they first started doing that, I thought, they are all crazy, but if I want to marry him, I just got to go along with it. You know, they put these pills in my hand and put my arm out and test me and then change it up. But it was funny because I did start doing some nutritional things from her, and it helped my head. So I was really open to the fact that there's something else out there. So Nican was a better answer for me because, you know, the nutritional helped, but I never got rid of my migraines using just using nutrition. And I started, you know, I signed up. I told Film Leaks I was not interested in the business. I had two small kids. I was in the reserves. I was gone all the time. I know how this network marketing thing works. And it's not that I was against network marketing. I just didn't have the time to get involved. And I didn't really see the true potential of it. But it just became, you know, you're using products. You love them. If someone comes to your house, they have a headache. You know, I'd be around another mom whose kid would get, you know, a big old goose egg on the head. And you just stick a magnet on. They're like, what's that? You know. Mm-hmm. You give your little one-minute thing, not thinking about it, and, oh, well, I might need one of those, or somebody would borrow a necklace and say, okay, you're not getting this back. What do we do about that?
And, Christine, what happened, and what was the time frame when you discovered the boots for your own journey?
We found the boots, like I said, we signed up in October 97, I think, originally, so it was probably just September, I mean, right, or maybe October, because Phil Mesa came over, and my mother and I, back then, Nican was $50, $49.95, I think. Mm-hmm. So because we were not going to do it as a business, and because we knew how network marketing went, you know, wholesale, retail, member pricing, all that kind of stuff, we signed up together, she and I, $50, like we did for Costco, saved some money, and we started out that way, and it was 2 years later. I think our first convention was 2000, and we went to convention and got the big aha moment, started arguing about who'd get a car. So we went to corporate and said, okay, so we originally signed up together, and we don't want to do that anymore. We want to have two separate businesses because we actually decided it was going to be a business. And so we arm wrestled, and she won, so I'm signed up under my mom.
Now I know why I like your mom so much, because and I are in the same exact scenario, having our parents for our sponsors. So
yeah.
For the sake of time here, because I can get wrapped up in this history, this journey of Christine Holland and what Troy and Christine have been able to do, and then with mom in the picture, some of the things that you just shared about even not doing the business, but doing the business, you know, when another parent comes over, or a mom, and you got a kid who's sick, or, you know, bonks their head, of saying, here, why don't you try this? Kind of that backdoor approach. I know today you're not doing as much of that backdoor approach, but at the same time you continue sharing. If there was a business building tip that you have done recently, or in the last few years, that's been working for you, what would that be?
When, just like you said before about that gal, when you hear somebody who you know you have a solution, whatever, because we obviously have solutions because of the five pillars to a lot of different things, don't sit there in your head and talk about how, tell yourself how you should talk to them and walk away, and then as you're driving away in your car, kick yourself. Rick and Paige talk about have the posture. If you believe in Nican and you believe in what you have, then you will find a way to not vomit Nican all over them, but bring it up in a way that they can at least have a choice, as opposed to like when my friend originally talked to me in 94, I didn't really make a conscious choice not to get involved in Nican because I didn't know anything about Nican. So I'm much more confident of bringing it up with people in a way that seems to suit what they're talking about, and at least giving them the opportunity to say yes or no, and not be afraid or uncomfortable, or you gotta 100% believe in it yourself and what you have, and then not be afraid to share it with people, but not in an. Sometimes I think I see, and I know I was as guilty of it as anyone. You get so excited and passionate about it, literally we vomit meat. We tell people what they have to do, what they need to do, what's going to be best for them. And, of course, nobody likes to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of just finding that gentle way that, but yet having the right posture to bring it up and talk to people when you hear somebody that has the need, not being, like I said, afraid or uncomfortable or like, you know, or prejudging them, deciding, oh, they wouldn't be interested in this.
I think what you're describing is something that Stacy and I have always tried to live by, and that is two words, passionate contentment. That we're passionate, we're excited about it, but at the same time, we don't want to get too carried away because people then all of a sudden they kind of throw that guard up, and as you did with your own Troy's grandmother, right? The witch doctor?
Right. Yeah.
You know, you say, oh, okay, wait a second, that's a little freaky. I've never heard of that. These people are just plain weird. To think that nutrition, that good food, could do something, you know, healthy for your body. And I was talking with someone the other day, and his mother-in-law sat down and by herself, single-handedly, ate an entire lemon cream pie. A 9-inch lemon cream pie by herself. And it was not even maybe an hour later, and she came back to her own daughter and said, you know, I think I must have picked up a bug or something. I'm not feeling right. When I went and picked up the girls at school, I think I got something. And she looked at her and said, Mother, you just consumed an entire pie by yourself. No, that can't be it. I got to think of a touch of the flu or something. I'm just not feeling so good. I'm going to go lay down. And you know, we have to, anybody with a little bit of common sense would connect the dots that when you consume and put that into your body, it's going to really muck up your whole system. So, naturally, if we have an opportunity to share something like Nikan, the solutions, we should be a little bit passionate about it, but not too much. And I appreciate you saying it that way, because we can come off as, people who are vomiting Nikan. And that's not the approach that we should be taking. Looking back, Christine, because it's been now, 15 years, right?
Yeah.
Doing the math, right?
Yeah, since I first got involved in introducing products.
Would you say there was, and I know there is the answer, one thing that an experience either was it introducing somebody to the Nikan Solutions or an aha moment? I like the one where you and Mom were, you know, arguing over who was going to get the car when you built it up to that level to become part of the lifestyle program. Is there one thing that stands out that you know, if you get frustrated or you get to a point where, or, you know, you're just not, it's not happening, that you remember and think, you know, I got to keep doing this because of this?
Is there one moment?
I mean, it could be a variety of different things, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, and I know it's hard because you're not an early riser.
My hamsters aren't going. Why do I keep going? Well, and you know, it's funny. I had a conversation with my husband the other day, and I said, you know, if I wasn't, there's a lot of people that I've met. You know, you get into network marketing, it's interesting. There are a lot of people that are network marketing junkies. We all know them.
Mm-hmm.
And they want the... I think people like that, they're looking for the one where you sign up and you pay your money and you're instantly, you know, Dennis and Ruth and Dave and Valerie and
sure.
Stacy, you know, there's pictures on the wall and they're making a big check. And they're looking for the easy thing. I understand that, but I don't necessarily get that. Maybe that's just a function of, you know, who I am or how I was raised or anything, whatever. But I think the thing about Nikan is, yes, I do love the products, but I trust the company, and I've always really loved the integrity of the company. And so I said to my husband, if I wasn't, you know, I totally believe in network marketing, and I mean, it's afforded me the ability to, like I said, contribute, to still have that professional piece, but I've always been available for my kids 100%. I mean, probably two, now they're telling me two available, but you know, I think my kids would love for me to go get a job. But I think that's the thing that keeps me going, is that I don't, thinking about the alternative, looking at my friends who can't do this because they have to go to work, and they can't do that because they have to go to work. So I think that's probably the thing that I remember, since my children were born, and I know that's a huge blessing, I've never had that. I've always been at home and pretty able to work my schedule because I did reserves, and then I've, you know, Nikan was my follow-up to my Air Force. So I think that's the thing that keeps me going, is if I let somebody else saying no, or, you know, bad week or a bump in the road or whatever gets me. Do I want to go work? Do I want to go out into the world and be beholden to someone else and make my efforts, you know, build somebody else's dream instead of building my dream and give myself over to the, you know, I know people, you know, my kids, one of my sons fences, and his fencing coach is just the nicest young man, and he's, oh, I don't know, in his, I guess his late 20s, early 30s, and, you know, 2 weeks before Christmas, he was downsized, and he's, you know, his young wife, they don't have kids, but, you know, they got bills to pay and things, and I just think, I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to go back to giving someone else control. So I think that's the thing, is keeping control and doing something that you really believe in that I think adds quality to the world, as opposed to just, you know, work. Not that I'm saying anything bad about anyone who has a job, because God bless, you know, we all have to do our thing. But the ability to be able to be where you want, when you want, how you want, and I feel like when I do make a connection with Nikan, I feel like I really help, you know, impact someone's life, because I know, you know, my life is in a totally different place than it would be if I hadn't been introduced to Nikan, you know, physically and, you know, career-wise.
And, Christine, what you're sharing is something that Mac and Pat, I remember this from a couple months ago, an event that you might have been the MC of that one that day. Pat shared that 100 years ago, back in 1912, statistically, 95% of Americans were entrepreneurs or worked for themselves, had their own businesses, you name it. And today, fast forward 100 years later, it's exactly the opposite. 95% of the population is building somebody else's dream, as you said, rather than their own. And we've flip-flopped. Not that that's evil, not that that's bad in any way, however, we've flip-flopped. And I think it goes against the grain of who we are as human beings to be, just be pursuing somebody else's dream rather than our own. And Nikan truly gives us that opportunity, and it may not be on a full-time basis for all of us, but I know there's people right now that are saying, you know, if I could just do this a few hours a week and put, you know, a couple hundred dollars extra in my pocket every month, I would be happy as a lark. And what comes with it, the lifestyle change, the whole five pillars of health, and that's something I've been encouraging people the last few weeks. If you don't understand, if you truly don't understand, this is not a philosophy of some, you know, hokey mission statement that Nikan thought up one day. This is the underlying foundation of who we are as wellness consultants, that a healthy body, mind, family, finances and society, and yes, they are in a specific order, and if you don't understand why, well, write them down in that order: body, mind, family, finances and society. And when we put them, and when we work and strive to keep them in that order and to pursue that, you know, to be a success in each one of those, or to keep them in balance, keep them in check, you will completely understand why it's so imperative. And I, Christine, I know we've spent enough time over the years talking about this and seeing how it's impacted our family. And it's not just about that fourth pillar of, you know, creating the healthy finances as a result of building a big organization. When we strive to live those and experience what Humans Being More has to offer, it changes everything. And I know for you and Troy and for the kids, it does. And as you just shared that, you know, I get to keep control. I think that's the way you said it, and that's huge, especially in this day and age. So,
well, that's funny. It just goes to show how my kids, they just don't get it. Sean is 14, and he's very cute. Anyway, we were sitting there. I can't remember what we were talking about. Something about something. I don't know, maybe I have no idea why or how it came up, and he looked at me and he goes, if I have to go to daycare, I'm not going to daycare. And I said, you're 14, there's not such a thing as daycare for 14. but it's funny because they don't have a clue because they've never spent a day in daycare, ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, they've, you know, and but, and they've had friends, I mean, over the years, they've had lots of friends, and, you know, we'd go pick kids up before school or after school, have to, you know, get them from daycare, drop them off in daycare. So, you know, he in general knows what it is, but he has no concept that, you know, yeah, no, at 14 years old, you don't go to daycare.
Well, that's good that he does have some fears in life, and
yeah, right.
Daycare,
you know, like,
is one of them.
It was really funny where that they came out, and I was like, "What? You know what?" But he goes to he's interested in you know, an example of what the, you know, the Nikan opportunity's done for him is that he wants to be a NOAA scuba diver. So he's been working on this. He's 14. He's already certified, working on his master diver certification. Well, last year, because we live in a school district that has no high school, so you can go to different high schools, and traditionally there's two school districts that we are house boarders, and you can go to either one, and the bus for a little stops in front of our house. But Tacoma, which is a school district a bit away, has two magnet schools. One's called the School of the Arts, which is kind of like a Juilliard kind of thing. It's
okay.
All, you know, it's traditional high school, but then it's got all this really cool theaters and performance and then there's another one that they just started 4 years ago called the Math and Science Institute, which focuses more on in-depth math and science and hands-on and, like, PE classes. You go to Point Defiance Park and you walk a mile and a half to 2 miles a day, every day, rain, shine, snow, and you identify the flora and fauna in the forest, and that's your PE class. And that's your grade.
Wow.
And so he really wanted to go to that. Well, the only way he can go to that is if mom spends 3 hours a day in a car driving him out, and then I drive home. If I had a traditional job, there's no way he would have had that opportunity. But he applied and got in, and so I spent 3 hours on a Nikan seat in the car, driving back and forth, which is what saved me. So he can do that. And so that, to me, is a huge blessing to be able to do that for your kids, to give them the opportunity to, you know, to have that different high school education that he really wanted. But like I said, I totally know it's a blessing, because other people look at me and go, "You do what?" Well, you know, it's what you do for your kids. And but I'm lucky that I can, because I know there's a lot of other people who couldn't.
You know, and I think bottom line, Christine, that's what, you know, to tie a bow on this conversation, that's what it really comes down to, is having the opportunity to do the things that we couldn't do. Once we look at that humans being more philosophy and that five pillars of health, and say, okay, wait a second, do we need to do this, 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 and this? No. Do we need to have both parents working to accumulate this so we can do that? You know, no. Is that really, really necessary? But those things that are priorities, I know that I'm going here in a couple hours to go get new tires on our minivan, because during the next 4 months, because of club volleyball, between Seattle to the north and Eugene to the south of us, my wife has got 10 volleyball tournaments that she will be driving to. And a club volleyball tournament, and I know you know this, but for the rest of the world's education, this is not just you show up and play one game and then you go home.
No.
This is a full day, full meal deal affair. I mean, you pack lunch, you pack dinner, and you better be, you know, ready to either have some Starbucks or something to keep you jacked up, because usually the first game commences at about 7:30 in the morning, and then the last one's played about 8:30 at night. Yeah, it's a very, very intensive thing, but it's what our daughter wanted to do. And she's fallen in love with the sport, and because of what Nikan's given her, she's the only kid on the team that's not doing the sports energy drinks. No, she just takes her Pymag water and her Real Salt. Another little plug for Real Salt, even for kids. You want to activate and stimulate all the Nikan solutions, will get the Real Salt into your diet. And if you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, here's my plug. Go on to SaturdayAMLive.com. That's www.SaturdayAMLive. And scroll down to all the different guests we've had on the line, to Phil and Gloria Offerly. And you can even fast forward. Skip the guy who's the host, because he gets kind of obnoxious and gets carried away, obviously. But you can fast forward it to about 8-9 minutes into the interview, and you can hear why and what the benefits of Real Salt are. And if you haven't added it to your daily routine, you're really missing out, especially as a seasoned wellness consultant. But also, when you're there, you can check out all the other stuff that Steve Crowfoot, our wonderful, wonderful ally, in this fight against, lack of education. It's put a lot of different links there, videos and whatnot, and last week Ron and Connie D'Amico shared some amazing business building tips. It's all right there, and so you can get that. And if you know somebody, and here's my final plug, if you know somebody that you think, man, I wish I would have had them on that call to hear Christine's story because they're in the military or they're a stay-at-home mom or whatever the case may be, click on the link where you see Christine Holland's name in bold red print, and just scroll down a little bit, you'll see it there. And once it starts playing, you can take and copy and paste that link right into an email. You know, hey, Barb, I was thinking about you this morning. I was listening to this gal share her story, and here's a copy of the interview. When you get some time, either near your computer or near your iPhone, when you can plug your head, you know, piece in, I think you'll really, really enjoy what she has to share. Utilize it, and you can do the same thing with any of the recordings. Back for the last 7 years, I listened to one that I interviewed 6 years ago this week, and I thought, oh my goodness, I forgot how vital that information is. So, Christine, thank you for being our guest this morning. Thank you for sacrificing your beauty sleep and getting up. Contrary to what your natural habits would be, I really, really appreciate it, and I know the group appreciates you sharing your story. So,
well, thanks for having me on the call. It was fun.
All righty. Well, on that note, everybody, have a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year if we don't get the opportunity to connect before then. And,
yes, absolutely.
We will talk to you real soon. So bye-bye, everyone, for now.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.